Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, Dr. Kent Montgomery.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, I saw an article that says astronomers have found a star that seems to represent or seems to be very similar to a model of our own sun, and maybe gives us some pointers to what our early solar system might have been like.
Yes, it's a star that's not too far away, about 10 light years away, which is fairly close as it goes, one of the closer ones to us. And it's forming planets right now, which we did in our solar system like 4.5 billion years ago. So it's kind of neat to look at a system that is in the process of doing that. Lots of bombardment where objects are running into each other, creating all kinds of impacts and craters. And we can see the disk that's still associated there before the planets have cleared that out.
How much detail can you see in something like that?
Well, even with the best telescopes, you really can't see any of the planets or the disk, but we can see the effects of them by looking at the star. And if we look at different wavelengths, like in the infrared, the dust from the disk will glow in the infrared. But we don't really see it as kind of inferred indirectly.
Right. The star is called Epsilon Eridani?
Eridani, yeah. The constellation is the river. That's what Eridani means. And Epsilon is the star in that constellation.
Mm-hmm. So what are the implications of this? What are we going to learn from it, do you think?
Well, one of the big questions is how our solar system was formed and why it formed the way it did, why we ended up with like the asteroid belt in a certain position, and why Jupiter ended up big, we have small planets close. Because when we started finding planets around other stars, we realize that we are probably not the normal. We might be an exception, and we're not really sure because the other solar systems, planets around other stars, don't show the same configuration. And that we know that early in the solar system formation, it was a little bit chaotic by simulations, computer simulations. And so this gives us an actual place to look where it's happening right now.
This is going to be a very slow process, though,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
extremely slow.
Billion years or so.
So it's not like you're going to see change from one week to the next.
No. That's why astronomers, we can never watch anything happen. So we just have to look at the hundreds of millions of stars till we find one at the stage we want to see.
Yeah. So if we all come back 500 years from now, then we'll have a pretty good idea of what is.
More
maybe
like
just a
500 million, yeah.
500 million. All right, great. Dr. Kent Montgomery, the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. I saw another very interesting article, and this was in Astronomy Magazine about Mars. And, of course, there's more and more interest in the idea of people living on Mars. And SpaceX supposedly is going to have people up there by 2024 and NASA by 2030. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, that would be great. You know, they've been talking about this ever since the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea was after the astronauts went to the moon was the goal to keep going and go to Mars. And then it just kind of got, you know, put on the back. And then in the 90s. They came back again and said, oh, we're going to go to Mars, and by 2020 we'll have somebody there. And now we're like, well, that's not going to happen. But there is a lot of push. I mean, every 2 years or so, they send out new satellites to orbit Mars. There's a handful of them right now currently orbiting Mars, taking pictures, so we're learning about the weather and how it changes. And the whole plan is eventually to get a human there sometime. Now, SpaceX, you know, is a private corporation,
right?
So they can make their own time scale if they can get the funding to do it. That's the biggest challenge.
7 years is not very far off, and we'll see if that comes true.
Many, many challenges there. We don't even know if you can grow food in the soil on Mars and how much you'd have to bring with you. So
you saw The Martian, didn't you?
I did see The Martian.
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
But I read that there are companies actually designing habitat prototypes that are expected to be presented in 2018.
Yes, in fact, that's been going on for a while, the design part of it. But now we're actually into making the prototypes. Before it was all on paper kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And the idea is to launch them and get these habitats there without men in them, let the habitats get there and they can pressurize and do their stuff robotically. And then when humans show up, they're already there. They don't have to build it.
Really?
So it would be a much better way to do it than to try to bring your own habitat with you. You can have a lot of stuff already sitting there on the surface waiting for you.
And how soon would that start?
Well, it takes about, you know, 7-8 months to launch to get there, and Mars and Earth only line up about every 2 years for the right configuration. So, yeah, you got to do it a couple years in advance.
But, I mean, that's on the near horizon that we that would is. Actually be sending.
If you want to be there by 2024, you better start sending stuff by like 2020, 2022, somewhere
All
there.
Right, great. Well, that's going to be very interesting to follow. Okay, so the Planetarium, you have a new show.
We have a new show coming up. Yes, called Earthquake. It's Friday nights at 8 p.m. It talks about earthquakes and some really neat graphics that you can see in the Planetarium where it encompasses you. You can fly through the Earth's crust and see the plate movement. It's a very exciting one. And we're also showing a kid's show at 7 o'clock called Kaliokaina. It's about fish, and you learn about the sun and the planets. A very fun show.
Now, are those shows, have they already begun on Friday nights, or are they coming up soon?
They are going right now. Okay. The earthquake one comes up in 2 weeks, which would be 1st of June.
I see. And then we'll be going through the summer?
And then that'll be going through about halfway through the summer. We'll switch again. We switch about every 6 weeks.
Okay, great. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
No problem.
Dr. Kent Montgomery, director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. We're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.